Brian, why don't you touch on what you're gonna go off on like a fucking madman about? What are you gonna go off on?
Yeah, so when you guys wrap it up, it's something that I've been looking at for about the same time as Flat Earth, about, you know, late 2014-ish, like 3 years or so, the Mandela Effect. And the thing is, you know, a lot of people are quick to write it off because they'll think, oh, it's just bad memory, or things have been reissued or changed, like products change and things like that. Of course, companies are going to change their logos, they're going to change their products, they're going to change their ingredients, all that shit. But that's not what it is. It's things are changing, and things will change, like, that. It's your reality changing around you. Things will change while they're in your possession, and they haven't left your house, and people aren't going around and breaking into everybody's houses and switching things in the middle of the night. And it's
like,
not just...
Like a VHS tape. Like a VHS tape? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like, literally. Like, so now, in Star Wars, I'll use that for an example, because so many people know Star Wars. Now C-3PO has a silver leg, okay? And when I say he has a silver leg, I don't mean in the new Star Wars movies that are coming out, they changed him and put a silver leg on him. I'm talking about in the original movies. He now has a silver leg, and everybody knows C-3PO is all gold. I mean, everybody knows that. To think he has a silver leg is just absurd. I mean, he's so noticeable being all gold, okay? So what people will say is, oh, well, you don't think somebody's just fucking with you. Like, they're not just changing things to make you think you're going crazy. But here's the thing. I'm not going on talking about going on Amazon or one of these sites and downloading a movie or going on Comcast and watching it on demand where it's like a digital download type of deal. I'm saying the physical copies I have, I go put them in now, and now they have changed. Now they have changed. And they're changing big things, too. My number one thing I'll save for the show. But, I mean, they're adding big world-changing events that never happened and all types of stuff. And I'm going to, you know, put it out there in a way to ask people if what they remember. And I guarantee you, a lot of you are going to remember the way I remember. But the thing is, it can also be proven. That's what people don't get until they look. Many of these things, there's residue that's left behind. So if, like, a song changes, or a movie changes, or a person's name changes, the official stuff that goes with them, like the official movie where it changed and this and that, you know, those will all change to the new thing. But when somebody does a parody, like for instance The Simpsons, when they do a parody of one of these things that have changed, every time they represent it, it's the way I remember, even though it supposedly never existed. And then I've had other physical proofs, like C-3PO. I found some of the toys that I used to have when I was younger. These weren't my actual toys, but I found them online. In 1977 and 1983, after Star Wars and after Return of the Jedi, Kenner, who makes the dolls, they make the figures, they make them accurate. Two of them, C-3PO, I found. And, of course, he's all gold. He doesn't have a silver leg. Pop my movie in now, though. He's got a silver leg, and it looks so out of place, it's ridiculous. I mean, Brendan, they're saying Smokey the Bear never existed. It's always been Smokey Bear. It's ridiculous.
So let me guess. So when you say residue, my question to you is, by residue, is if I go up and I look C-3PO tattoos, you know, and I get somebody who had them tattooed on him, from the 1990s, or the, you know what I mean, or even the early 2000s, and he's all gold. That's the
all
residue
gold.
Of the truth, is what
and
you're
there's
saying.
A lot like that, and I'm glad you brought up that example, because there is, hold on, let me just tell my buddy I'm on the radio right now. Okay, so what I'm saying is, okay, for instance, do you remember the movie Alice in Wonderland?
I do.
Do you remember those two guys, like the Twiddle-Dee, Twiddle-Dum guys, and they had the little spinner on top of the hat?
Vaguely, yes. Yes, vaguely.
Okay,
yep.
Well, now that's been erased from history, and they never had a spinner on top of the hat. Now they have flags, and it's fucking ridiculous, right? So what I'm saying, guys, is... there's a whole mass of people out there that have gotten those guys with the spinners on their hat tattooed on their body, Alice in Wonderland tattoos. Why would they do that if that's never been a thing? And then people will say, oh, well, you know, maybe somebody got it wrong. But how does everybody that gets it wrong all get it the same wrong? Like, if you mistook that those characters had a flag, I'm pretty sure if you got a tattoo, you would know if the character had a flag on his head or not. But let's just say you
Yeah, or a
mistook it.
silver leg.
Yeah, exactly. Let's say the guy didn't. Let's say you thought he didn't have a flag and he had a fucking tennis ball on his head. Well, how the fuck am I gonna think the same thing if I'm wrong? I'm gonna think tennis ball. The next guy's gonna think tennis ball. Everybody's thinking the same thing because it was a memory that they had. It wasn't just some crazy thought. And there are actual. I have some great musical examples. There's actual songs like that keep changing, and like all the albums will change. Okay, all the official lyrics will change. But when these songs are done by anybody, like in a cover band, it'll all be the lyrics I remember. And even better than that, a lot of times the lives won't change. The live concert, most of them will, but there'll be a couple that still have residue. And I will find the people singing their own songs the way I know they're supposed to be. But according to our reality now, these artists don't even know their own fucking lyrics because they're singing it wrong, allegedly. And I'm talking about big artists like Kansas, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Michael Jackson. Like, this is not like small time people here.
What I really want people to identify with is the term residue. Residue is basically the like, a car peels off, you got that skid in the road still there. So no matter what, that car takes off, you still have that evidence that's left behind. So if you take you take Smokey the Bear, like you had brought up. We all know it was Smokey the Bear. That's one thing you said to me, and I was like, fuck no, dude. Nobody says Smokey Bear. It's Smokey the Bear. So then I started looking it up, and I'm like, holy shit, it's Smokey Bear now. And I'm like, that's impossible. That's virtually impossible. But I did also find some news feeds from ABC News that talked about Smokey the Bear from, like 15 years ago. So that's what you mean by residue. Just to be clear with everybody that's listening, like that's what you mean by residue is like there's certain things you can't hide at all. You can change the ultimate thing, but you can't hide it all.
That's what I mean, and what people still don't understand is people will say, "Oh, well, it's just they change. They have the right to change their character's name, yada yada yada." Yeah, but when I did the research on Smokey the Bear, and I think I sent you in this direction. I don't know if I did, but I thought I sent you his website, which you probably would have went to anyways. Obviously, it's just smokeybear.com. Okay, so yeah, they changed the website, but no, it's not just that. When you go through the site, they have every single commercial, every single poster, every advertisement he's ever done since like 1940, and even the graphics on them that you're looking at—they've all changed. They just say Smokey Bear. They don't say Smokey the Bear anymore. But I
So that's
actually, go ahead. Yep.
so the term residue is actually very important when it comes to Mandela, because the residue is the actual leftover evidence that's, left over. So I started hearing the term residue when it comes to Mandela, and it really interested, for some reason, like the term residue really stuck with me, because I'm thinking like, wow, it's changing in all these different aspects, but you can still find the residue that's left over from it that they can never change. The live broadcast, the ABC News broadcast on Smokey the Bear, all these other things. They can change these out, they can change the actual facts about, the said topic, but at the same time, they can't change everything.
Yeah, and want to hear a good one. And the thing with that is, so there's actual physical proof. So that just totally debunks right there anybody that says it's a faulty memory. Like when I'm showing you physical proof, even if you don't believe in what I'm telling you or you never knew the facts, if they say, "Hey, it's always been this way, the way Brian says it's never existed," and then I present proof to you that yes, this definitely existed, and then acting like it never did, then obviously there's a fucking problem there.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing with Mandela, right? The further I look into it, what really gets me is that I cannot, no matter if I had to write a reason why it happens, it's impossible. Like, so Brian, so somebody who's investigated it heavily and has thousands or whatever, how many amounts of evidence or
Examples.
examples that you have, Why? Why is this happening? What is your theory on why the Mandalore is happening?
I don't know. Well, first, I'll give you what the most popular theories are, and I'll tell you kind of what I lean towards, what I don't. The problem with this is, just so everybody knows, as far as the theories of this, whatever I'm going to say is strictly speculation, and I can't even come close to proving why it happens, but I'll give you my thoughts on it, okay? So a lot of people think it has to do with CERN and quantum computing. Now, I used to look at that angle, but I see a very big problem with that, especially after tying it in with Flat Earth. It's like, because when you start to look at that angle, it kind of gets you, them trying to push the whole simulation theory on you. And I've looked into that before. And the only evidence for that is one example, one experiment that I can't test and repeat. So I don't really like to go down that road. And the other thing with CERN, the way I think, is what if CERN is just like NASA? Scientists playing God and scamming all your money. I mean, they even said they found the God particle. So to me, it's just like NASA. It's like on the ground NASA. That's the way I look at CERN now. I'm not really too worried about what they're doing. I think they have their satanic rituals and all this, and yeah, they're spending all types of money. But I think they're happy to take credit for the Mandela effect because it gives them they feel like they're playing God again. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
So I don't think
that's
it's
That's really good. I like that a lot, actually. It makes a lot of sense, and glad that you actually put that out there because I've always looked at it at that aspect of maybe that's why, but almost like they want to take credit. Like, and you take weather manipulation, like say we aren't manipulating the weather.
Yeah.
Of course, if like a huge crowd is like, saying, the government's doing this, of course they're going to enjoy that. You know, they're going to take that ability to manipulate the weather. So that's good that you break that aspect from the Mandela effect that's probably not what's happening.
No, it's probably not. And when I looked into the simulation theory thing, for instance, like a little before I looked into Flat Earth or around the same time in the beginning, they don't really have any evidence. It's kind of like the Hollow Earth. It's a cool story and it's interesting, and I can't say it doesn't exist. I really can't. I'm not going to lie. I'd be lying to you if I said it's impossible. I don't know. But you can't test it like you can the Flat Earth. You can't observe it.
Yep.
You can't, you know what I mean? So that's where the big problem lies. That's my problem with that. And then they have one experiment, the double slit experiment where, things aren't there and rendered until you observe it type of thing. And that totally pushes you in that simulation direction. And then you see people like Elon Musk saying, oh, it's a 99% chance we live in a simulation. And then Neil deGrasse is out there supporting it. And it's like, I'm not going to trust anything these guys are pointing me in the direction of.
Oh,
I'm all set with that. Yeah, so I tend to think it's merging timelines, just to kind of get to the point. Some people think it's time travel. Some people think it's merging timelines. I don't know how to explain that or even why I totally think that, but just the way that thing – you want to hear a crazy one? So these things are changing at some point, right? They're just all of a sudden becoming a new reality, whether it's a song changing, whether it's a product, the logo. The Volkswagen logo, right? Listen to this. So the Volkswagen logo now, if you look at it, it has a line between the V and the W. It used to not have that line. Now, I've got some good residue on it. I posted it earlier. I'll redo it again later. But, and this isn't just them changing their logo. The other logo supposedly never existed. But if you watch Back to the Future, the first one, they drive a van up, okay, and the terrorists, they shoot Doc Brown in the beginning, you know what I'm talking about, right before Marty jumps in the DeLorean.
Yeah, no, I'm listening, man. I'm logging people into the Real News Online right now, so.
No, that's cool. So the terrorists pull up in the van. It's got the old Volkswagen logo on it, the one that supposedly never existed.
Yep.
And literally, Brennan, in a couple of frames of video, like less than seconds, the logo changes into the new one, into the new reality, in the middle of the fucking movie.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I just saw that today. I knew that it was in the movie.
It's almost like Mandela happened, like actually like halfway through the movie, like things are changing so fast. It actually changed during the movie. Like That's fucked up.
So another big one, I'll get into the couple of the big ones for me, rather than wait. So, one of the big ones for me is the Statue of Liberty. Now, when I grew up, the Statue of Liberty was always on Ellis Island. I've always
it was it. It's still on Ellis Island according to Google in my book. So I looked at that today after you were saying that last night.
No, it doesn't. There it says Liberty Island.
No, I know, but there's a lot of residue saying of that's why I keep bringing this term residue up to you.
Oh,
because people
right.
misinterpret evidence from actual, you know, so what are you seeing? So I see residue, multiple residues that showed it's still on Ellis Island. So they're still changing it. So I think we're in the middle of seeing that Mandela effect.
Yeah, so, you know,
possibly.
The crazy...
That's just my take, possibly.
No, very possibly. So the crazy thing with that, right, besides the fact that it's moved, so I'm telling everybody, and I'm like, and I tell some of my people I research 9/11 with, you know, and I'm like, just look at it now and look at the skyline of New York. It's totally different than it used to be. Like, it used to be way closer. The statue wasn't all the way – it was across some water, but it wasn't all the way across by New Jersey and not anywhere near the New York skyline. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. And I know it was on Ellis Island. I know it. So then I start looking around. And there were some people that had said they'd been there, and it was definitely Ellis Island. Now, the statue's involved in another Mandela, which is even bigger than it actually moving, okay? And I'll get into that. But the so I was looking around for some residue on it, and I couldn't find much at first, but I know that I'm right. I know that I'm right, okay? But I know you have to show people, so you have to find some residue. And there's not residue on all of them, but at some point, you trust your senses, just like with Flat Earth. Fuck what people are telling you. Fuck what you've been taught. It's time to trust your senses. At some point, you trust your memory. After you've proven enough of them, the ones that you know in your heart, I mean, you know, okay? So I looked around. I found a little bit of residue. Like, I found the Garbage Pail Kids. They make cards for kids, like, mocking different places and stuff. And they made a card of the Statue of Liberty holding up, like, a trash bag instead of a torch. And the card's name is Ellis Island. And it's like, well, why would they name it Ellis Island? Why would they name it Ellis Island if it's never been on Ellis Island? That's why they did that, obviously. So just the other day, just the other day, I found people. First, I found a picture from Crocodile Dundee 2, and it shows the old. It still shows the old location of it. The statue's like right next to the city. And then you look at it now, and it's like fucking miles away. Like, it's ridiculous. So then I found there were these people that took pictures, Brendan, and they were there. They took pictures from Ellis Island, Statue of Liberty, right? And they put them online. Then they started commenting on Facebook, and they're saying, why does Statue of Liberty say it's at Liberty Island now? We just went there. It was Ellis Island. So they went through their photos and put them online. And their photos, they had their location on. So Facebook automatically tagged them. Statue of Liberty at Ellis Island. It tagged their location as that because that's where it is.
Wow.
You know.
Well, that's where like the Matrix is still basically seeing it as, you know, that's where the reality is not caught up to what's actually happening. I mean, that's just absolutely insane because I was looking. I always knew it was on Ellis Island. Everybody knows that the Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island. Billy, let me ask you.
I had those Garbage Pail Kids cards.
Garbage Pail Kids, yeah, with on Ellis Island. Yep.
The name of the card is Ellis Island. I have it. I'll post it in the chat.
If you got the vid, if you got the movies, I don't know if you remember, like the Ghostbusters when the Statue of Liberty starts walking through the city and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the background of New York; it's right there, like right next to where Ellis Island would be. You know, so we should maybe go back and look at, like, the Ghostbusters movie where the Statue of Liberty starts, walking through with, like, the Marshmallow Man. If I'm not mistaken, like, that's how, you know what I mean? Like, that back-in-the-day movie. So, like, that was right in the city. That was right at Ellis Island during that movie. You know, so there's a lot of that we should actually look into and see, like, what is that movie showing right now, you know?
Yep. And then the statue is involved in another one too, but I'm going to save that for a minute because that's my biggest one. I don't want to drop that one yet, but I got a few other ones too that we can go through. One that's bugging me, you know, this is a big one for me. Okay. Really big. This just came up the other day, and actually I'm going to play a little audio clip of this for people too, because I want them to hear something. It's this Christopher Reeves thing. All right. this is so ridiculous to me because everybody knows that Christopher Reeves played Superman. Everybody knows who he is. He wasn't some fucking B actor. I mean, every broad wanted to bang him back then. The guy was the biggest thing in Hollywood, and he was fucking Superman. He was so much his character, it was more than Pat Morita being Mr. Miyagi. Like, you couldn't look at Christopher Reeves and not say, think Superman. I wouldn't even think of him as Christopher. If you seen him walking down the street, you would think, hey, there goes Superman, wouldn't you? Like, would you ever really think? You would just be like, Superman. Like, more than anything, he was Superman. And then he, out of all people, got disabled by falling off a horse, and he ended up, you know, basically, not even trying to make fun of him, but he was like Stephen Hawking in the end. Like, he had a voice thing, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's all fucked up, and he used to be Superman, all right? And now they're saying his name was never Christopher Reeves. His name was Christopher Reeve, they say. And this is fucking ridiculous to me. So when I heard about this, I first heard about it like a month ago, but I kind of forgot. I got sidetracked. And I kind of looked back into it this week. And I found a lot of residue on this one. This one's good because I actually – I can't say I found it. Other people found it, and I stole it off their videos mostly. Some of the stuff I found, but I can't take credit for other people's research. But I found, you know, from different channels and stuff, and I found – they went to, you know the show Pawn Stars?
Yep.
So, yeah, everybody does, right? So they went to Pawn Stars. Pretty somebody good show. Somebody brought his costume in there. Superman's legit costume from Hollywood that he wears in the movies, like from the Hollywood set. Somebody had it. It was like a 1978 Superman costume, right? So the Pawn Stars, you know, they got to call their official guy that would know what he's looking at. He comes in. And he's like, yeah, and he looks right, blah, 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 but I need to see the tags because they mock the tags with this, that, and the other thing on the inside. He goes to the tag, pulls the tag out, and in the tag it says Christopher Reeves right on the guy's tag to the movie costume. Like, this isn't like some bad residue. I mean, can you get better residue than Superman's costume for Superman's real name? I mean, do you think they pay his paycheck and then give him the wrong last name?
Yeah,
I mean, come on, dude.
You know what's funny about this residue thing is he's saying is that I'm sounding like I'm just jumping into the Mandela thing, and you are digging me deeper into it. I probably wouldn't be looking into it. I probably accept it as a something that's happening, but I'm actually looking into it because you're tagging me in all these links, and so I started sending out posts on the future of flat Earth and you know, personal messages to people. And stuff about like the skyline in Los Angeles with the mountains and stuff.
Yeah,
And people started saying crazy shit. Like, oh, I don't live there, but it's because of the smog and like all this other stuff. And like things are like moving, and like nobody remembers a huge mountain in the skyline of Los Angeles. You think about the movie Ridge. Boys in the Hood, yeah. Predator. You know, Predator 2, when the Predator's in L.A., dude, like, there was no mountain, dude. There was no mountains at all. Obviously, the Hollywood Hills were something that we saw, but we never saw huge mountains like we see in New England here or like you see in Denver, Colorado, or any of that stuff. So that really kind of, like, triggered me, and I'm like, oh, my God. And, but people start defending the fact that that mountain's always been there. But in reality, like, in my reality, from what I can say, what I've observed is that it was never there. You know, that was never there. The hills, yes. But the mountains, absolutely not. I never knew of a spot in L.A. where you could snowboard in one, in the morning and then go and surf in the afternoon. Like, that's not something that's part of L.A.'s DNA. You know,
yes,
so
they're doing that everywhere.
These,
The Great Pyramid. The Great Pyramid now has a city right in front of it, like right up on it. Not like Cairo off in the distance. Like, it's right up
off
on
it. Off in the distance, yep.
Yeah, it's right up on it now. But you know, I want to play something about Christopher Reeves real quick. And so people will say, somebody in the chat saying, "Oh, it was always Reeve," and I'm not going to take some scripted reality show's word. But the reality show had his actual costume brought in. I already know his name is Reeves. I've seen the movies so many times. Okay, but even more than that, he's gone on different award shows, and yes, most of things do change, but there's residue on a few of them from very prominent people that he was on with. They've introduced him as Reeves, okay? And people, all right, and then Eminem, for example, and I know whoever is in the chat is going to say, well, I'm not taking the word of some rapper, blah, 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 but listen, this guy made his career in the beginning, okay? I'm not saying his whole career from that. He's a talented guy, but he made his career in the beginning by attacking Christopher Reeves and his own mother. and he attacked Christopher Reeves because Christopher Reeves was so popular, such an American icon, and you just don't go there because he was Superman. He's disabled. Everybody knows his fucking name, okay? And Eminem knows his name too. He made about 30 songs, dude, about Christopher Reeves.
Mentioning it.
About 30 songs, and only the first one you could mistake it for. Maybe he was saying Reeve in the possessive, like something belonging to Christopher Reeve, if that was his name. But every other example after that is clearly Christopher Reeves. And I'm going to play that clip real quick, Brendan. You might not be able to hear it, I think, the way the Skype's configured. So I'll let you know when we're back. It's a four-minute clip, all right, buddy? The audience can hear it. I just want them to hear it real quick. So if you want to grab a drink or anything. I'm going to start it right now. 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Listen to how many times he says Christopher Reeves. Okay? Everybody knows it's Reeves. And yes, my movies have changed in my own possession.
I'm listening. Maybe this stand. Because it gets wobbly, yeah.
Yo, you guys are talking over it. You got to mute it.
A couple years ago, I was more poor than you are. I don't got that bad of a mouth, do I? Fuck shit ass bitch, cunt, shooby the doo wop. Skipping the bebop for Christopher Reeves. Sonny Bono sees horses and hitting some trees. Hey! How many retards to listen to me? Run up we'll set it up after that. Cool, warm, just like my mom. With a couple of Valium inside a palm. It's Mr. Mischief with a trick up his sleeve. To roll up on you like Christopher Reeves. I can't describe the vibe I get when I drive by six people and five I hit. Aw shit, I started a marsh pit. Squashed the bitch and stomped the foster kids. Shady's the label, aftermath is a stable. The horses come out of Eric. Of course, what about the stirrups? And she thinks Miss Butter with syrup. Is the next depicting Christopher Reeves just for no reason other than it's just a teasing? Cause he was as big as a fan. He used to be Superman. Now we're pouring liquor on the crib and people's expenses. I say you're all just too goddamn sensitive. It's censorship and it's downright blasphemous. Good quality of this.
Through a Christopher Reeves sippy cup, Dixie cups, toxins, boxes of oxy pads, enough oxy cotton to send a fucking ox to rehab. Whack job in the back and a black stocking cap.
Even murderous tactics get better with practice. Let's share with gunpowder, fill it, tell us, burn, burn. School of arts, Juilliard, you better learn, learn.
Chris Reeves in his grave, yeah, homie, turn, turn. I'm debating mutilating the lady. You've been waiting for Shady and Fip, ain't no duplicating it, baby. There's a baby in the drive, there's a source of
spike back. Cut your neck off and sew your head right back and leave you like that. You did trigger the prick who just makes liquor, who sits and leaves you disfigured and stiffer than Chris Stiffer. Reeves, I was teething with strep throat while your mother was breastfeeding and gave it a flesh-eating disease. I'm iller than taking a hammer and beating your knees.
By itself and bang them stuffs with a spike bat. Cut your neck off and glue your head right back and leave you like that. You just triggered a prick who just mixed liquor, who's itching to leave you disfigured and stiffer than Chris Stiffer. Reeves, I was teething with strep throat when your mother was breastfeeding and gave it a flesh-eating disease. I'm iller than taking a hammer and beating your knees.
Okay.
I need Christopher Reeves to come and lay his verse. I think he can spit it better on Medicine Ball. First off, I did not even realize the guy died. So I guess them Christopher Reeves jokes ain't gonna fly. Oh, I'm on the road, don't get me started. And then got pissed at me, tried to mess me. Things could get messy. So pass it ass to me, let
me squish the left cheek and press against the right until it smooth and hits me. And leave a dead body in the woods, the MC with the Christopher Reeves beat. We started off on the wrong foot, or should I say fake leg made out of wood? I shouldn't, yes I should. Riding through the
trying. All right. There's a little more, but it's getting a little long. I think you guys get the point. Yeah, so this guy made about 30 songs blasting the guy every single time, Chris Reeves. And somebody in the chat, you know, somebody that was trying to debunk Mandela earlier said, oh, so Eminem is the final word on Christopher Reeves? No, he's not the final word. But, you know, you got Eminem, you got people on award shows, you got what I already know, and this is backing up what I already know. Okay, you got the people that cut his check, that make his goddamn costume, it says Reeves on it. No, if it was just Eminem with just a song or two, no, I wouldn't just take his word on it. Why would I? But it's a lot more than that, and it's what I already know, and I trust my memory. So I'm sorry that you don't. I'm sorry that you don't. Brennan, you there?
I'm here.
How about this one, right? So you're speaking about L.A., and I know you know what the answer is now. I told you, but, you know, I'm going to say it for the people in the chat. A little music test for you. Real easy, right? Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge, okay? Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. You guys all know the song. No matter what type of music you listen to, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that song. Is the city I live in the city of
Lowell?
Yeah, right? In all my life, the answer has been Angels.
Angels.
Of course it's the city of Angels.
With the S.
Of course it's the Angels, because it's in Los Angeles. The whole thing is filmed in the streets of Los Angeles. He's talking about Los Angeles, amongst other things, obviously.
Well, not only that, they are the city of Angels. They're not the city of Angels.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Los Angeles is the city of Angels. And now the song doesn't say that. If you play the song, it doesn't say that. And if the songs in your possession will change. So tell me how that happened. Because it's not a reissue. It's not a rebranding. You didn't go to the store and buy something that changed. If you've had the album for fucking 15 years, you can pop it in right now and it'll say City of Angel. And so then when I'm looking for some residue on this, right? So people, and I know what people are going to say when I bring up this first part. Just wait, okay? Because this gets good. So I found a bunch of people that did covers on the song. And every single person said the city of angels. Now, I know what people, skeptics, are going to say. They're going to say, oh, well, those people are all mistaken. Okay, and in this one case, sure, I'll let you say maybe people could be mistaken together because we know with the same idea, because everybody would think it's the city of angels. It's the only thing that makes sense, right? Well, I found a live performance. Hey,
a little cool thing that happened real quick. I'm not cutting you off, but I'll just say a little cool thing that happened is that Billy that I'm with right now, he did a fifth grade talent show where he did some, you know, elementary or middle school talent show. He's with me right now where he performed the City of Angels, not City of Angel. That's what they said in the lyrics.
Yeah, and you know who else performed it? You know who else performed it besides Billy? The Red Hot Chili Peppers live at Lollapalooza in 2016, okay? And they sang it. And they sang City of Angels. But supposedly that's never existed. It's not on any of their other shows, not on any of their tapes, any of their records, none of it. It never existed. So we're all crazy. We're all misquoting the song the exact same way, okay? And the people that wrote the song and performed probably their most famous song, okay? They don't know their own lyrics, and they're all making the same mistake we are. That's what people are saying we're supposed to believe. So, no, this time we're not just taking Eminem's word on it. We're taking the Red Hot Chili Peppers who wrote the fucking song. We're taking their word on it.
Well, yeah, but so this is very evident. So you can – this is something you can anybody can observe. Anybody can test, repeat.
Yeah, even if they don't know the song, they can see it. Brian, you know what I mean?
But ultimately, Brian, what is your – I want to know your reason. I don't want to know, like, possible other reasons. Why is this happening? Why?
I don't really know definitively, and this is going to sound maybe like a bunch of hogwash when I say it, but I've always believed that there was some sort of tie between this and the flat earth, but maybe not so much the two subjects themselves, but the people that associate themselves with it. Like, I think the people generally that are looking into the flat earth and the Mandela have to be of like a higher consciousness type of thing, and there's some sort of some sort of connection, and I don't know if it's I don't know how things are changing. Like I don't think there's parallel universes like some people say, but I think somehow like there might be some sort of merging timeline thing, but I don't think it's manipulated by science or quote unquote science, you know. I don't think it's them doing it with any type of experiments or anything. I think it's something beyond anybody's control. Does that mean there's two of us somewhere? I don't know about all that. I just think that I don't know how things are changing. See, the thing, my problem with time travel is, if it was time travel, right, how would there still be residue? Like, wouldn't that shit all just go away? I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of hard to describe it, but.
So do you think that possibly Mandela is like, it's something that's easily observable, but it's almost impossible to have an answer for. Like, you am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can easily observe it, but we can't give a theory or not an answer, but even a theory as to why. There's obviously a couple things going around that people say, oh, well, this is maybe why Mandela, but there's no way you could even have any type of, you know, reviewed or peer-reviewed reason why, or observable reason why Mandela is happening. So do you think that maybe Mandela is happening right now just to wake people up? It's the spiritual side saying, hey, we're going to change things just to get you to open your fucking eyes. Wake the fuck up. You know, Darth Vader does not say, Luke, I am your father. You know, like all these other things. The baseball movie with the people in the field.
Field of Dreams.
I'm sure you could.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Like when he says, if you build it, he will come or they will come. We all know it's they, but now it's he. Okay, so. Yeah. So maybe Mandela is the spiritual side, because now this is my maybe possible answer to Mandela. Maybe it's the spiritual side sending out crazy,
that's a great point.
Like, yeah, exactly. So they're sending it, like our spiritual side is sending out crazy signs saying, hey, things are changing. You have to wake up. Things are crazy. You know what I mean? Because if you just go to Mandela and say, oh, well, they never said, or they said this in the movie, the average person's going to be like, oh, well, you probably just misremembered. But if the spiritual side sends it out in every angle, from the Drug Enforcement Agency to the Drug Enforcement Administration, to the City of Angels, to the City of Angel, to if you build it, they will come, to if you build it, he will come. So maybe like the spiritual side of life is getting desperate, and they're literally changing our past just to get people to be like, holy fucking shit, I remember it different. And then the next thing, whoa, okay, I remember it different. So it's not just one thing, it's two things, it's three things. So do you feel that is a possibility that
Definitely. Maybe
it's something we can't explain, but it's the spiritual side's last effort to get people to wake the fuck up?
It could be. Unfortunately, not enough people look at it. And some of it's so obvious. Like, you know, and yes, guys, there are bigger things, more, and not just movies and music. The reason I bring up movies and music, because people don't remember relevance like they do movies and music. People will remember every lyric to a movie. You ask them to remember a presidential speech or something, they're not going to know the first fucking line about it. Okay? So here's one that everybody's seen. Everybody's seen The Wizard of Oz. Whether you like it or not, everybody's seen it as a kid. Everybody's probably seen it as an adult, especially if you have kids. Everybody's seen The Wizard of Oz. Everybody knows the Tin Man and that he has an axe and an oil can. Everybody
yes.
knows that.
He does now not have a fucking plumbing wrench.
No, now he has like a 4 foot long plumbing wrench bigger than his fucking axe, okay? And if you,
yep.
if you, and people say, oh, well, maybe, I've actually heard people say to me, well, maybe they taped all these movies twice with different props to fuck with us years later on.
I actually said that to you. I said that to you. Remember, I texted you one time when I was first observing the Mandela effect. I sent you a message saying, hey, do you feel that?
Yeah, a few people have asked me that.
Hollywood's corrupt. Hollywood yep. psycho, we all know that. Hollywood's fucked up. So I said to you, so hey, maybe did they film these things twice and
yeah,
it was
yeah.
all part of the plan?
But that you the know, reason so, that can't happen, the reason that that's easily debunked is because if I own the movie and it hasn't
yep,
left
exactly,
my house,
yep.
it was in one condition last time I played it, and now when I put it in, it's changed. Okay.
So, if you have a hard copy of a VHS, say we have a VHS of The Wizard of Oz, yep. and we pop in that VHS, and it shows clearly that, you know, it's not like the digital world. You can't tap in or hack in and change these things. We're talking a hard copy, old school, on film, in your closet. You got to wipe the dust off just to play it. And you play it, and it's changed.
Yep, exactly. And I went to my friend's house, and I told him about this. And he said, no way, blah, 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 blah. I tried to explain to him. And he literally said to me, he said, so you're telling me right now, if I have this movie and we pop it in, it's going to be changed. I said, yeah, do you have the movie? He said, I think I do. We looked for it. He had it, popped it in. Boom, there it was. Did this twice, too, at two different people's houses. And I said to him, I said, do you really think that somebody went around and broke into everybody's house and switched their movies in the middle of the night? He said, no.
Impossible.
I said, was this on there the last time you seen it? No. All right, exactly.
Doesn't the Scarecrow or one of the other people have a handgun or something too?
Yeah, the Scarecrow has a handgun now too. That was the first one. That was like a year ago that came out, and then the Tin Man one just happened. So it just happened. Like, you could have watched it 6 months ago. He didn't have a fucking wrench, bro. Now he does.
Yeah, I saw the handgun, and everybody would attest. Anybody that saw The Wizard of Oz would attest that nobody was carrying a fucking gun. And then I watched the video of it, and it not only was he like holding a gun, but it was like a wobbly like rubber gun from the 60s. And it's like, Mandela not only like taps in and changes things, but they adapt to like what was actually technologically advanced at that time. You know, so like people would have like a handgun a movie that's so fake. So when you watch The Wizard of Oz now and he's holding that little pistol, it's like wobbling like a rubber dildo almost. You know, like a skinny dildo just wobbling. Like, oh my God, like not only do they fit the mandala into it, but they take the technology back to where like they would be using a fucking rubber gun. And that was something that really blew my mind. And that's something that people have to look into. We all know that nobody was holding a handgun, never mind a plumbing wrench, you know, during The Wizard of Oz. Everybody knew these facts, you know, and that's something. The handgun was more convincing than the wrench, because at least he was holding a giant axe as far as we remember. So maybe that was a mistake, but nobody was holding a pistol in that clip. Oh. You know?
No, nobody. And, you know, another thing, too, is it's not just movies. It's not just music. It's big events. And it's actually your human body. Your anatomy has changed. How scary is that? While you've been living your life here on this land, your anatomy has changed. You now have bones behind your eye sockets that you did not have before. And there are other changes that I have seen, but I am not, you know, so sure that I know 100% the way it was, so I won't put them out there. But I know we did not have bones behind our eye sockets before, and now we do. Okay, there is all types of shit going on, all types of breeds of fucking animals that are coming out of nowhere that nobody's ever seen, all types of rainbow colors and shit, which of course people, skeptics, will say, oh, well, you just never heard of these animals before. So you know what, I move on to things that I can prove more easily. But
exactly.
I do want to get into a couple of big ones now, and then we'll get back to the more fun stuff. I have a couple of some fun ones I want to go over that we've been talking about a little bit lately, some TV shows and stuff like the Lassie one, but we'll get into that in a minute. I want to tell you about my favorite one, because for people that might not be so convinced right now, I think this one will get a lot of people. Anybody that's ever researched 9/11 at least, which I would expect to be at least, you know, 80% of the people that are listening right now, whether they came through you, they came through me, Roberto, whoever they came through to get to the stream right now, pretty sure everybody's looked into 9/11. Most people started there, okay? When you look into 9/11, you know, you see, you basically, at least I was, you know, you try and be like a sponge and just take in all the info you can, watch all the documentaries you can, all the fucking media coverage you can, you know, even when you don't trust them, just to see what they're saying, you watch all the interview, blah, 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 blah. I had heard, I must say, fucking, I don't know how many hundreds of times, that 9/11 was the second foreign attack on U.S. soil, second to Pearl Harbor, Pearl Harbor being the first. Okay, I had heard that so many times, like, it's not even, wasn't even a question in my mind that that's what they said. Okay, wasn't even a question. And then about a year ago, this whole Black Tom story comes up. All right, no, you just, I already know, because I've already asked people before I asked them. I already knew. See, I don't mention Mandela to people that are skeptics. I mention something to them and see how they remember it. And just about every time, they should realize what's going on, because they do remember it the way I do, and it should be correct. But then they just accept it, that's not how it is, and, oh, I must have bad memory, or blah, blah, blah. They'll tell you Mandela's a psyop, and people are just changing products and stuff, but they're not even listening to what you're saying, obviously, because that's not what's going on, okay? So anyways, supposedly, this is a good one. In 1916, two German spies snuck into New York through New Jersey, okay? And they blew off bombs so big that they measured 5.5 on the Richter scale. They were felt in Philadelphia, and they damaged the Statue of Liberty so bad that nobody's ever been able to visit the torch. Now, you tell me how this never came up when investigating 9/11, never came up just watching TV, never came up in school. Like, this is an event that did not exist, okay? Whether or not it even happened, you know, I don't trust any of these events even happening, you know that. But whether, you know, it wasn't even alleged to have happened. You would have definitely heard about this investigating 9/11, especially bombs going off, in New York. So you're telling me a terrorist attack supposedly happens in 2001 in New York City, and they don't mention the one in 1916 that happens? They just exclude that from every conversation? Brendan, I already know, but I know you've never heard of Black Tom, at least not till this year it started to get...
Not until like yesterday when you started tagging me in Black Tom things, and I'm like, what the fuck is Black Tom?
Yeah.
And so that just goes to show you, man, like, I totally get where you come from, man. I literally have not even looked into anything about Black Tom. Never thought it happened. I've researched 9/11. I remember looking at 9/11 live back when it was happening. Never once have anything with terrorist attacks in New York City have I heard about that event.
The person in the chat is just a real skeptic. Wow, they wrote bones behind your ear. Same person, bones behind your eyes. You mean your skull? No, I don't mean the back of my skull. I mean right behind my eyes. There's bones in the back of your eye socket. I specifically said that. I'm just going to stop addressing this person. They're just wasting my fucking time. So, anyways.
Are they on FOFI or are they on...
They're on the chat on my page on the website. Everything they said, they've just been pain in the ass about anyways. I'm not even paying attention to them. So, yeah. So, not only that, Brennan, you want to talk about residue? There's fucking families that have visited the torch. They know they've been there, even though it's supposedly never been open. It's never been open. And people have actually posted pictures of their tickets to take the tour up to the torch online. Now, this is a place that supposedly has never been open. It's never been in existence that you could go up there. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's news to me, man.
And then another big one. This is a good one, right? Now, you, just like I, you don't trust any maps they give us, especially coming from a globe, of course, okay? Of course. But it's still what they taught and what they teach now, okay? And I'm not talking like a Mercator, Gauss, Peter type of shift where things move a little bit. South America, according to their maps, and some of this has to be true, actually, has to be a change, and I'll get into that in a minute. But South America has moved about 1,000 miles east. Everybody knows South America is under Mexico. I mean, that's, if I ask somebody that, they would think it's a trick question. If I said, where's South America? They'd be like, oh, come on. South America is not under Mexico like it was. It's way off to the right now. It's more under Florida than it is Mexico. Its coastline is way up closer to Africa, okay? So not only has it moved like 1,000 miles east, but the way that it sits now, the Panama Canal doesn't even run east to west. It runs north to south. North to south.
What?
So even if their maps are bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead, what?
I'm pulling this up. I'm going on Google right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to pull up. So this will be good. So we'll examine first right here the border to Central America to North America.
Well, you're going to see that South America used to be underneath Mexico, and now it's like way off to the right. Like the tail of Mexico comes over to the right and touches South America. But it's like it touches it on its left side, so the Panama Canal can't run east to west. It has to run north to south now. So that has to be real because people really live there. They know if the canal runs one direction or the other. This has actually changed. That was never
right,
like
so
that.
I got it up.
Kid.
I got the border up in. Yeah, the border is almost underneath. It's not quite under Florida, but under Louisiana, and almost in like Georgia. Oh, actually, parts of Florida. Yeah, close to the edge of Florida.
Yeah, and now look where the Panama Canal would be, under the tip of Mexico, leading into South America, and look at the direction it has to run. It doesn't run left to right anymore.
So let's pull up Panama Canal.
Well, you don't even need to pull it up. You know it runs between the tip of Mexico and South America. You can see the shape of it better from the big view. Because the tip of Mexico hits the side of South America, not the top now. It hits the left side of it.
Yep.
So the canal has to go up and down. It can't go left to right.
And I'm pulling it up right now. And yes, what I have here is a description that it and it's funny that it runs basically through my wife's country, which I actually should bring her on for her to question this. My wife is from Honduras. She literally lives in that region. And yeah, the maps are all off, man. It's all changed. Yep. Everything I'm seeing here, it's all changed, man.
Isn't that insane? Wow, this person in the chat is just trolling. They're like, fucking everything they say is a pain in the ass. How dare you question me on anything? Then they just wrote, Mexico doesn't touch South America. We didn't say it touched it. We said it runs next. The Panama Canal is what separates it. Oh, my God, man.
Where is this chat, though, dude? Tag
on
me
the
in
real,
it, please.
On the Dose of Reality page. I'll send it to you on Facebook.
If I go to the realnewsonline.com.
Yeah, but you got to go to my radio page on there. The link I kept telling you to drop, but you kept dropping the one for the homepage. So you got to go to the radio page. I just put it. Oh, I just sent it to James by accident. He's going to think I'm a fucking idiot. Like, why are you sending us our own link?
Okay, I'm on the page right now.
Yeah, I mean, even when I was talking about Christopher Reeve, talking about his uniform, talking about people on shows, then I used the Eminem 30 songs example. Oh, so Eminem is the ultimate word on them? And then when the Chili Peppers came up, I said, yeah, and this is their own band. It's not like, you know, Eminem now. This is the Chili Peppers on their own music. Then they wrote, oh, so Eminem's the final word on this? No, I'm not even – what are you talking about? I'm giving a different example because you didn't like my last one. Now they're telling me, oh, Mexico – you mean the bones in the back of your skull? No, I mean behind my eyes exactly like I said when I said it. It's like I don't even want to waste time with this person.
So, give them the phone number. Let's have them call in. Hey, what's up, caller? How you doing? I don't know if you're hearing me right now, but why don't you call in right now? We could have a civil conversation about, you know, your beliefs and in whatever you're trying to say in the thread. You know, unfortunately for you that, you know, you talk on a thread, you can't really hide. But if you want to call in, why don't you call into the show right now and join us in our conversation.
Oh, look at the latest comment, though. The Panama Canal isn't in Mexico. I didn't say it was in Mexico either. And I didn't say, oh, my God, yes, I question. You're saying stuff like it's known fact. Yeah, it was always a known fact. The Panama Canal was fucking dug to separate South America and North America so ships didn't have to go all the way around. That is exactly what happened. Now I'm saying it runs north to south and not east to west like it always did. I'm not saying it's a friggin' a lake in Mexico or a river in South America. I'm clearly said it's there to separate them, and it's running a different direction now. Well, I don't even know. I'm not even going to answer that person, so they can get offended if I don't answer their questions at this point because now they're just wasting my time. Really.
Why don't you invite that other person to come on? Come on and stop talking. Like,
they
join
can call
the conversation.
In. Yeah, call in on Skype, The Real News Online. You know, call in. So, you know, this is one of my favorite ones. This is a funny one. I want to get back to another funny one. You ever seen Lassie, Brendan?
Timmy in the Well.
Yep. The most, actually, not even just the famous episode of Lassie, the most famous episode of Lassie is when Timmy falls in a well and he says, Lassie, go back home and get, or go back to town, whatever he says. Go back to town and get help, Lassie. Good girl.
And Lassie runs.
Lassie runs. It's this big dramatic run all the way back to the town. She barks at people. What's that? Timmy's in the well. And then, you know, the whole town comes over to get Timmy out of the well. Okay. Now, Timmy never falls in a well. It's never existed. So we're all misremembering, okay? And if you want to say we're all in on it, I test you to go on YouTube and just type in Timmy in the Well, like I did the other day. Timmy in the Well. You know what you're going to find? You're going to find
books,
like
everything about Timmy in the Well.
Oh, speaking of books, the guy that plays Timmy, he wrote a book.
Wrote
and the name of
Timmy
his book is Timmy in the fucking Well. That's the name of his own book. And he's the guy that played Timmy. So if it never happened, why would he write that? Why would he write that? So then when you go and look for Timmy in the Well, you can't find a video of Timmy in the Well. But you know what you find? You find all these videos of people with their dogs and their kids. And it was mad funny because I sat there for hours. People are such dorks. You know, it was a riot. They are all acting the part out from the fucking TV show. So their dog will bark. They'll be like, what's that, Lassie? Ruff, ruff, ruff. What's that? Timmy's in the Well? We got to go help Timmy? Timmy's in the Well? And there's like video after video after video after video after video on it. So if this never happened, we're just all misremembering some kid falling down a well and sending his dog back to town to get help. Oh, that's just a coincidence. Yeah. And then once again, The Simpsons is a big point I want to talk about. Okay. On The Simpsons, they did a skit on Timmy in the Well. And it was Timmy that fell in the well, and then Bart, he ran down there when the whole town was going to get him out, and he acted like he was Timmy. He even used his last name and everything as the Timmy from Lassie, and he was talking over a microphone and like pranking them with a voice coming out of the well. And then they even had a fucking song for him. They're all singing and dancing about Timmy in the Well at the end of the episode. Now, The Simpsons, as we all know, or most people would, they're highly involved in, you know, predictive programming and
they're immune to the residue, which is funny.
Yeah, they're immune. Okay. I don't know if they're immune all the time, but so many times, okay, what happens with The Simpsons, if you're watching The Simpsons and they do a parody, I was talking about parodies earlier, live versions of songs, stuff like that, those things will usually survive. So anytime The Simpsons do a parody on any one of these things I brought up, from C-3PO to Timmy in the Well to Snow White, which I'll get into in a minute, I didn't even address yet, to Star Wars, anything, they always do it in the way that supposedly never existed, which happens to be the same way that we all remember. So I guess we're all crazy. We just have the all exact same crazy memory, and The Simpsons are all in contact with us and making episodes to go along with our faulty memories. That's what people think, I guess.
It's almost like they're immune to the residue. You know what I mean? Like, so you speak about that residue. So the one cartoon, which Ollie, I don't know if you know, I'll bring this up to the listeners. I grew up in the town of Chelmsford, Massachusetts. But the entire background of Springfield in The Simpsons is designed after Chelmsford, Massachusetts. The Wilder brothers were the ones who design and draw. You'll always see, you know, Wilder on like the credits for The Simpsons, and those two guys were both from Chelmsford High. And everything from the town hall is the library in Chelmsford. Zesty's Pizza is the pizza place. Every little thing, the monument you see at the beginning of The Simpsons is the monument in the Chelmsford Commons. Is that monument? That's the exact same monument, because all the background and everything that was written is oddly enough from where we grew up and came from.
Oh, you know what? I got a couple people chatting me right now because I'm forgetting a few things. How about this one? How about this one? Tell me what TV show this is from. Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
What's that? What'd you say? Oh, Billy answered it. What'd you say? Oh, no. Okay, yeah. No, go ahead, though. Go ahead. He was misunderstanding what we were saying.
No. Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Ricky Ricardo used to say that all the time on I Love Lucy. All the time.
Yeah, it's I Love Lucy. Yep.
Yeah, well, now it's never been said. You can't find an episode where he says it. Yeah, Judge Judy, anytime the court got out of order, she used to bang her gavel.
She smacked the gavel.
Yep.
And
now it's never happened. So how does that happen? How nobody's fucking with us. They didn't re-record all those. And if you have them on VHS or whatever from back in the day, you could pop them in, and the gavel is gone. There is no more Beam Me Up Scotty on Star Trek. Now it was never said. Never said. Never said Beam Me Up Scotty. It's like
my mother used to watch Judge Judy, and she got me into it like big time. Like, I actually used to love watching that show, and she used to literally smack the gavel to shut people up every episode almost.
All the time. All the time, dude. All the time. Snow White's a big one for me. Snow White. Remember the Wicked Witch? Well, yep. I remember she's called the Wicked Witch, but the stepmother, whatever she was in Snow White, she would look in the mirror and she would say, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" Now, they made a movie, I want to say recently, but in the last 10, 15 years, whatever, they made a movie like with regular actors based on the Snow White cartoon, and they just named it Mirror, Mirror because it was such an iconic phrase, Mirror, Mirror on the wall. Well, now it's never existed. So why the fuck did they make a movie called it? It's never existed.
Yep.
Now it's Magic Mirror. Yeah. So we've all been saying Mirror Mirror all this time. And Mr. Rogers' theme song has changed. I mean, how does any kid get that wrong? Everybody knows It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Now it's A Beautiful Day in This Neighborhood. And there's lots of residue on this. Like, you can go and look around. People that have, like I said, the parodies. So, like, Eddie Murphy used to do the Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood skit on Saturday Night Live, but he would say, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Anybody that's ever done a parody on it has said the neighborhood. There were people that wrote about it in books. Oh, Fred Rogers was great for children, blah, blah, blah. He always made it a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's always the neighborhood. Nobody ever said this neighborhood. It wouldn't even make any sense. Why would he just say this and exclude all the kids watching? He said it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The neighborhood. Another good one, too, that I don't see how people can say, oh, well, this is just bad memory. This proves that it was the other way, because I have proof of it. They say Mickey Mouse never had suspenders. Now, I remember Mickey Mouse having suspenders. Now, even if I didn't have the most vivid memory of him wearing suspenders, the residue that I found, it just slams the idea shut that he never had suspenders. I mean, it's absurd.
It's kind of like the Wendy's pigtails.
It's even better than that. Even better. I got a picture of a Disney employee at Disneyland dressed up as Mickey Mouse. So he's the mascot icon for the biggest animation company in the fucking world. He's the biggest cartoon mascot, maybe other than the globe. Okay. He's the most famous cartoon in the whole world. And you're telling me that at Disneyland, we're not talking about some restaurant pretending they're Mickey Mouse or something. We're talking about at Disneyland, the guy playing Mickey, he has suspenders on. So what did he just have a bad day and wore the wrong outfit and it happens to be what I remember? I mean, where does it end? You know what I mean? Like, when do you finally admit something's going on, whether you can explain it or not? Stop insulting people and saying, oh, that's just a psyop. And then I say, oh, you haven't looked at it. I've looked at it. But no, you haven't fucking looked at it enough. You wrote it off.
Well, here's something that's really got to me is the first mandala thing that I ever saw was actually the most compelling for me. And it's something that, like, somebody had said to me, oh, you should look into this. And I looked into it. I'm like, obviously, I thought it was one way, and it turned out to be the other way when I looked into it. So was the when Darth Vader was, he cut off, like, Luke Skywalker's arm, and he said, you know, Luke, I am your father. Now, the thing is, we used to always, when we were kids, we used to get a fan, and we would talk through the back of the fan. You follow me? Yeah. And what would we say through the back of the fan?
Oh, yeah, that Luke, I am your father. But that's actually one Mandela I disagree with, actually. And which sucks because we're trying to get it across to everybody. But not everybody is affected by all the same ones. And that one, I had always known it to be, no, I am your father. But a lot of people think that one's a Mandela. I tend to not think that one is, but I know a lot of people do. But because now it says, no, I am your father. I always thought it said no. I never thought that he said Luke, but a lot of people do. But there's other ones in Star Wars. Do you remember the ending of Star Wars, the medal ceremony?
I do, but I don't really.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell the people out there listening, in case, you know, there's probably some Star Wars fans listening. So, in the end of Star Wars, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Chewbacca are walking up to the podium, and Princess Leia has medals for them, okay? So, Princess Leia goes and puts a medal around Han, kisses him on the cheek, puts a medal around Luke, kisses him on the cheek, and then Chewie, because he's so tall, he has to bend down and bend forward, and then she puts a medal on his neck. He stands back up, and he lets out a Chewbacca roar. He roars, and then the movie cuts the credits. Now, Chewbacca doesn't get a medal. It's just totally gone.
No, he definitely... definitely put a medal on his neck.
Yep, now it's gone. It doesn't happen. It doesn't even happen in the movie, dude. Doesn't even happen. It's totally insane. Totally insane. And then there's a lot of other people that had their names have changed and stuff. Like Sally Fields is a big one for me. Her name was definitely Sally Fields. There's a lot of residue on it. You can even watch her screen acting debut, which I watched the other day. And it's crazy because the graphics on the video on the screen.
Hey, Brian, keep talking. I have to sign off for 1 minute, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just keep going.
Yeah, I got to get a quick drink, guys. I'm going to get a quick drink, so I'm just going to play a song real quick. My throat's killing me. So we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Brandon just stepped away. I'm just going to grab a drink, and I'm just going to play this song for you guys, and I'll be right back. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio. Oh, well, actually, Brendan's interviewing me, but it's on Dose of Reality Radio, Real News Online.
Brian.
Brendan, I just stepped to get a drink. What's up?
Fine, go live right now. I have to sign off, right?
All right. Hey, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned. It looks like Brandon had to take off for a little bit, but we're going to continue the show here. Speaking about the Mandela effect, I am going to have James Sloan call in. He's my co-host here on Dose of Reality Radio. Let me just see if I can get him on the line right now. Give me 1 second, guys. Just giving him a ring. Just take me 1 second, guys. Just calling James up. James.
Hello.
What's up, James?
Not a lot.
little improv show nobody planned on today, huh?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air right now. Just came back from a break. You heard most of what we were talking about with the Mandela?
Yeah, I've heard all that, yeah. I tuned in about halfway through the FA stuff.
All right. Well, I noticed I didn't have time to read it all yet because I was just trying to get some stuff set up over here. I noticed you mentioned me a couple things about Mandela. Was it Forrest Gump you were mentioning, and what else? You want to bring those up?
Yeah, well, the Forrest Gump is the only one that I seem to get wholesale agreement from people on. Because like you, I bring it up. I don't preface it with Mandela. I bring it up. To people to say, what do you remember? Unfortunately, I never really liked the movie. It came out when I was a kid, so I never really liked the movie, to be honest. So I don't remember, but everybody says that when he's sitting on the bench at the start of the movie, he says, my mum always said that life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But the movie has changed now to life was like a box of chocolate. Changed on all the VHS tapes, everything like that. There's some controversy as to whether it was Forrest Gump with 1 hour or Forrest Gump with 2 hours. I don't recall. Of course, back in the day, people used to write on the side of their own VHS tapes if they recorded it off TV, so you would have to find some official thing. But anyway, just everyone remembers it as life is like. And the quote wouldn't make sense, I don't think. It doesn't make sense as it is now, because it says life is like a box of chocolates. Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. It should be you never knew what you were going to get. It's in the wrong tense. But although I guess maybe that's a play on him being not that smart. I don't really know. But to me, that one could also signify some sort of changing of the guard.
You still there, James?
Yeah, sorry, changing of the guard, you know, maybe in saying that things aren't the way that they were anymore, a sort of spiritual thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that could be a definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a satanic thing.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, I got sidetracked. I got to stop typing in the chat when I'm talking. Sorry about that. I got a little sidetracked. So I noticed a lot in the last few days. I mean, not that I just noticed. I mean, other people have already put these videos out. I'm just catching up on all of them and going through them, make sure I agree with them, looking for residue to back them up. And in the last 2 or 3 days, I mean, there's been so many. I mean, I know you've seen them. I've posted like 50 of them on my page. I mean, it's absolutely absurd how some people can't, you know, you don't have to admit that, you don't have to say you know how this is happening, but there's something clearly going on, you know? It's like, so they'll bring up ones that maybe aren't the best, you know, example, but what about the ones that are, that you're just ignoring, that you know you're right about, and you know that they were a certain way, but they've changed? You don't want to talk about those. Those people don't want to talk about those. That's just how it always goes. Like the Ford logo one, there's a big one for me. Now on the Ford logo, there's this like curly Q thing at the end of the F. That's totally fucking ridiculous, okay? I know that's a good one for a lot of people. Surprisingly, there's very little, there's not too much residue on that. I guess there has been some, but there's not too much. The music ones though, James, I mean, that's pretty good. I asked people that aren't into Mandela to finish the lyrics in these songs, and these are big time songs. Like, these aren't, you know, some obscure songs. And I asked them to do it, and they all give the same answer, and it's all the wrong answer. But it's all what I know is the right answer, but apparently we are all wrong, okay? the lyrics on all these songs have changed, but not just the lyrics. Somebody didn't reprint the lyrics. The lyrics themselves have changed on the original albums, no matter how many years back you go. It's like the what was the example I wanted? The Queen one is a good one. I mean, we brought that up a few weeks ago. And Queen at the end of the song when they say, "'Cause we are the champions of the world." Now that's changed. They don't even say "of the world" now, and it's just like dead air for like 5 seconds. Okay. And another one is Kansas, Dust in the Wind. That's a good one because I asked a lot of people that yesterday, you know, and all blank are is dust in the wind from the first verse of the song. All blank are is dust in the wind. And everybody knows what the answer is. Everybody knows it's "all we are is dust in the wind." I didn't get a single different answer from anybody. But you know what? That's not the lyrics. That's the crazy part. How are you going to get it wrong? All these people are going to get the same thing wrong. And then it's not just all these people. So on Kansas's own album, it literally says "they" now. It says "all they are is dust in the wind," not "we." Okay, but I didn't find somebody else did. There's a live performance by Kansas themselves. Never mind, everybody that's ever done a cover of the song has always said "we" for each verse. They never said "they," okay? But Kansas comes out, they do a live show, and they say "we, all we are is dust in the wind." Well, why are they singing their own song wrong if those aren't the lyrics? Those are the lyrics. So there's just residue for all of this stuff, and why people will just brush it off. I don't know. Have you seen any other ones we haven't really talked about, James, since you've kind of been poking around a little bit at it? Ones that maybe you didn't mention to me? Sorry about that, guys. Dolly from Moonraker. A lot of people have seen this James Bond movie, Dolly with the braces at the end. Well, she doesn't have braces anymore. But if you pop your movie in that hasn't left your house, that you've had in your possession, and if she had braces on in your movie, and you pop it in right now, I guarantee you the braces are gone. Okay? Back to what I was talking about with The Simpsons. Now, The Simpsons have done all of these, so they've done Star Wars. And they've been on for 30 years, too, so obviously that's part of it. I mean, obviously they have more opportunity to do these. James, I lost you, but... Yeah, I was just getting into The Simpsons a little bit more to kill a little bit of time, how they have done a parody of pretty much all of these, and they have all been exactly how everybody remembers. I'm talking about from the JFK thing, even though that is a split Mandela. Some people remember 6, some people remember 4. That's one of the very few that's actually kind of split amongst the people that believe in the Mandela. Most people are like 90% all on the same page. That one's a little split, but The Simpsons did it with 4 people. They've had C-3PO with the gold leg. They've had the Wizard of Oz with the witch releases the birds out of the cage, and she says, "Fly, my pretties, fly." They've done that, but that never happened in the movie, though. That's been erased. It's been erased from history. They've done everything. Do you remember the Charles Lindbergh case, James? Have you ever looked at that?
I've never heard of that, no.
Oh, Charles Lindbergh, the Charles Lindbergh baby, said his baby got kidnapped, and it was this big investigation. He's the guy, I believe he was the first guy to try to fly across the Atlantic, and he'd do it in like a big blimp. Supposedly his baby was never found. That's how we've always been brought up to believe it, you know? Everybody knows that. And The Simpsons did a clip with the grandfather that was there. The police came in or whatever, and he said, "I am the Lindbergh baby." Like, you know, because the baby's never been found. Well, now in this timeline, apparently the baby was found. So was the guy that kidnapped the baby, and the person went to jail and everything. This is just crazy to me. It's real crazy.
Yeah. It's significant what you said about The Simpsons, too, because... them always getting it right the other way, you know, not that they got some of it one way and some of it the other, because, you know, I'll be honest, I'm a huge fan of The Simpsons, even though I know how much pre-programming and that there is in the show. At its peak,
Yeah.
You know, season 2 to season 10, it was just some of the greatest comedy that's ever been written. It's just unfortunate that it's tainted with so much of this stuff. But their attention to detail and animation was always top-notch. They would have definitely researched these things before animating them.
Yeah, they didn't get them all wrong. There's just no way. There's no way. It's ridiculous, dude. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, big one for me. One of the first ones that I saw. Well, not one of the first ones I saw, but one of the early ones I saw that had me pretty convinced was the JFK one. And I know there's people that are going to disagree with this, because this is a very split one. But I've found a good amount of residue on this. But I remember 4 people being in the car, okay? And now it's 6 people. And again, when The Simpsons did this, they did it as a 4-seater, okay? But there's better parody than The Simpsons. There's better residue than just The Simpsons. How about the CIA reenactment tape that you can actually find on YouTube? I mean, the Secret Service, not the CIA. The Secret Service reenactment, where they actually went into Dallas, paraded through the streets, had all these, had a motorcade going, and they wanted to reenact the crime scene. You know, they're trying to figure out ballistics, logistics, and all that stuff, right? From, you know, where the shots are taken from and all this shit. And they're going to use the wrong car? They used the 4-seater. Why would they use a 4-seater if it wasn't a 4? Why wouldn't they use a 6-seater? It wasn't just that it had extra seats either. The 6-seater they have now looks so stupid. It has 2 windshields. Like, we wouldn't remember that. No, there's no way it was that. To me, there was no way. So I went to look for some residue of it. I found that CIA reenactment tape. You can also find Lee Harvey Oswald, as much as, you know, that might be staged or whatever, and his whole trial, you know, whatever. But you can watch his trial. And in his trial, they never addressed a 6-seater. It's a 4-seater. And then in Virginia, they have this presidential museum, and it says they built an exact replica of the car. And it looks exactly like it. It really does. Right down to the fact that it's only a 4-seater. So that was a big one for me. I know a lot of people, you know, they don't really feel the same about that one. But, and there's other ones. I mean, Cup of Noodles. You guys remember Cup of Noodles? I used to eat Cup of Noodles all the time. I think every, you know, kid for a long part of his life probably did over here in America, at least. I don't know if it's a worldwide thing, but Cup of Noodles. It was Cup of Noodles.
Yeah, they had them here as well.
Yeah, well, now they never existed. Now it's Cup Noodles. Now, I'm not saying the product changed and they just changed their name, which should be fine. You can do whatever you want with your product. You can change it totally, its name, if you want. But it's just Cup Noodles now, and supposedly always has been. That's absurd to me. It really is. So this Mandela effect, you know, it's got me pretty twisted. The Mike Tyson one is recent. And people will say, oh, no, he still bites him. I know he bites him. You got to listen to the detail, okay? Mike Tyson, it was like 96, 97, right? He fought Holyfield for a second time. And it's called the bite fight because Mike Tyson bit his ear twice. Now, what I remember growing up, and this is a very vivid memory, is Mike Tyson, the second time he bit his ear, he bit a chunk of it off. He actually spit it on the canvas, and they actually showed it real quick on the camera, okay? Now, you don't even see any blood really coming out of Holyfield's ear, and there is no chunk of ear on the floor. Tyson definitely bites him. He even does like a regular spit, but there's no chunk of ear. There's no, panning down to show the canvas. And this is a pay-per-view event. This isn't like there's like, multiple cameras from different networks there, and you're just looking at it from a different angle type of thing. No, this is the one feed that you got out of there. It was the pay-per-view, you know. It doesn't happen anymore. And the Monopoly guy, you guys all know the Monopoly guy with the monocle. And there's a lot of residue on this. It's talked about in a lot of places. Everybody knows he had that one eyepiece. Well, no, he's never had it now. So you're just all crazy if you believe that. You're crazy if you think he had a monocle. Fucking insane.
So the board games have actually changed, like
the Monopoly board game. So if you own it,
if I go under the house, pull out an old Monopoly, the actual figurine has changed.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a figurine of him, but he was the character that was on the box cover, and a lot of times he's on like dice and stuff, and he has the monocle. I don't think he was one of the little metal pieces you move around, but he's the logo. You know what I'm saying? He was the character that they. No, when I grew up, and as much as I think, you know, what they say about outer space is, you know, whatever, they can go kill themselves. They used to talk about Halley's Comet all the time. Halley's Comet was coming every, you know, 70 years, whatever it was. Halley's Comet. You'd hear about it. Oh, Halley's Comet, Halley's Comet. Now it's never been called Halley's Comet. Now it's Halley's Comet. Halley. Oh, and James, I found a bunch of residue on the Lazy Boy, too.
Okay.
Yeah, because remember we talked about that, and I said, no, it wouldn't be like that, because that would be Lazy Boy, if that's how it was. It wouldn't even be pronounced right. I found a bunch of articles, even people that were having – I'll send you the video after. Even people were having, like, they were closing down city blocks to have, like, a Lazy Boy fucking giveaway, and there's just all types of articles about him and stuff, and it was L-A-Y, then the Z, then the B-O-Y. There was, like, a space or a dash between, but it was L-A-Y, Lay, then the Z, then the B-O-Y. Now there is no Y, so it's L-A-Z-B-O-Y. It's like Lazy Boy. And it's pronounced that way now, too. So we're not just, you know, not taking them the way we're supposed to. Like, they pronounce it Lazy Boy now. Lazy Boy. I mean, everybody knows it's Lazy Boy. Everybody.
Hey, you know the, just to backtrack a bit, you know the Tyson fight? Do they still show the interview with Holyfield that shows his ear afterwards? Has that changed as well? Because there was an interview after the fight backstage where they showed his ear.
I didn't see that, so if you see it, send it to me. The weird thing is there are Google pictures where you can see images of where the ear is fucked up, but when you actually watch the video, it doesn't happen during the fight anymore. It doesn't happen. Yeah, the person said, you mean Mike Tyson, he bit off a piece, not the whole ear. Well, that's funny, because that's exactly what I said. I said he bit off a chunk. I didn't say he bit off the whole ear. I know he didn't bite off the whole ear, and I watched it live, too. Nobody said he bit off his whole ear. He bit off a piece. But you know when you watched it, he spit the piece out, and they showed it. That's how you knew he bit off a little piece. It wasn't, you know, his whole ear. It wasn't even half his ear. But he bit it off and spit it out. Now it doesn't happen. Go watch it. Doesn't happen.
He still bites him and spits, right? But the ear doesn't come out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he still bites him and spits, but the ear doesn't come out, exactly. And then a huge one for me, and I found some more residue on this. I've been talking about this one for a couple months, is Ed McMahon. Now, everybody knows Ed McMahon was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Then he did Star Search, and then he did a thing called Publishers Clearinghouse. And what they would do is they would send you a thing in the mail. It was a yellow envelope with a picture, like outline of a house and his face on it. And it was like a $10 million sweepstakes. So if you won, Ed McMahon would personally show up to your house unexpected with a camera crew with him. He'd ring your doorbell. You would come out. He would give you balloons and a big giant check that said $10 million and had his, you know, fake signature on it, because it's not a real check. It's a huge check, right? Now, and he did this for like 10, 15, 20 years. He did this for a long time, okay? Now that's never existed. American Publish House, when questioned, Publishers Clearinghouse, when questioned about it, said he's never been their spokesman. Now they're saying he worked for a company called American Family Publishing, and he only worked there for a year, which was like a rival company. No, the fuck he didn't. He worked for Publishers Clearinghouse, and he did it for many years. Now there's no footage of him with American Publishers Clearinghouse. There's actually a commercial now, because we're in a different existence or whatever it is. There's a commercial now of him for this American Family Publishing, which everybody knows he never did. Then when you go out, you know, like I said, people do parodies of stuff, whatever. There's people that, for Halloween, they did the whole Ed McMahon thing. They might not have dressed up like Ed, but they had, like, you know, the balloons. They had big, giant checks that say Publishers Clearinghouse on it, and it says Ed McMahon's signature. But then, even better than that, and I'm gonna play this clip in a minute. I found this. Somebody else posted it. But there's this clip from the Golden Girls. You remember the TV show Golden Girls, James? Have you seen it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a very, very popular show here. It's a comedy show about four, like, you know, elderly women. Well, maybe not elderly, but they're golden years, quote unquote, and they all live together in a house and stuff. So there's an episode of it. Now, supposedly Ed McMahon, here's the story again. Ed McMahon never worked for Publishers Clearing House. That's what they say. No, we all know he did. Now, people will say, oh, me, you got a bad memory. He worked for the other company. No, not only do we know he didn't work for the other company, it was Publishers Clearing House, we all agree that he went to their doors with a camera crew, balloons in one hand, and a check in another. How could we all just make that up in our imagination and all match each other? So then, oh, people will say, no. I have evidence. There's a scene from The Golden Girls. She answers the phone and says, what? I've won Publishers Clearing House? Ed McMahon wants to meet with me? And then there's a CNN clip where after he dies, where they said he used to be the spokesman for Publishers Clearing House. But allegedly, it's never happened. I'm going to play that right now. You might not be able to hear, James, but it's less than a minute. I'm going to play it right now.
Him because I watched my grandfather get the envelopes and enter all the time when I was little.
Hello. This is Rose Nylund. What? I'm one of the winners of the Publishers Clearing House? Ed McMahon wants to see me right away?
Before Carson retired, McMahon had branched out with his own ventures, among them hosting Star Search. He served as a pitchman for Publishers Clearing House.
For number three, we have...
He served as a pitchman for Publishers Clearing House. Oh, I guess we're all just crazy, huh? Oh, man. I mean, how much... And the other thing, too, is Ed McMahon is from my hometown. Okay? Not that that gives me any personal connection to him, because it doesn't. I've never met the guy. I don't know his family, anything like that. But he's from my town. I mean, city. I mean, everybody knows that he was the guy for Publishers. There's not even a question. I'd never even heard of American Family Publishing. I don't even know anybody that's heard of it when it's been brought up. Nobody knows what the hell that is. Nobody. Nobody knows. James, for you, what would you say Mandela has affected you the most? Like, one that's really made you, okay, this is definitely 100% wrong.
Well, probably the Forrest Gump one, as I alluded to, but...
That's a big one. People like that one a lot.
I don't really know. I mean, the Queen song one is interesting. The We Are the Champions song. I was always, like, on the fence because they performed it live, and the live versions haven't changed. And I always wondered if it was just in the live versions they performed a certain way. As you alluded to, you weren't familiar with the live version.
No, not at all.
The Queen song.
I didn't ever go to a Queen show. Never had a Queen album where I would have the live copy if they had a live compilation. And we didn't have YouTube growing up, okay? So to think I heard it from the live versions, it's insane. I heard the radio version all the time. The one they played on the radio, the one that people had on their record or whatever. And it always said, "Of the World" at the end. And it doesn't say it now. It doesn't say it. There's even a Michael Jackson Mandela, guys. There really is. In the song Smooth Criminal, it says, it used to say, "You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal." Now that's never existed. And there's actually residue of Michael Jackson himself in some home video series that he put out. And he's singing along to his own song. And he says it the way I remember it, that I just said. "You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal." And now it says, "You've been hit by, you've been hit by a smooth criminal." It says "hit by" twice. And it's changed. So his videos all say "hit by." Everybody that's done a spoof of it, and you know lots of people have done a spoof of Michael Jackson. I mean, he was maybe the most popular entertainer of all time. Like, these are little people we're talking about. It's Michael Jackson. So everybody that's done all these cover songs of it and spoofs of it, they all say, "You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal." Now, how does everybody get that wrong? It just changed the word "hit" to "struck," and everybody's in agreement with it. Michael Jackson himself.
It's not like the Queen one where "Of the World" is still in earlier parts of the song. It, "Struck by" is not in the song at all.
No, and "struck by" is, part of the chorus. It, you know, so it's said... it's supposed to be said every time he says, Andy, are you okay? Are you okay, Andy? And then he says, you've been struck by a smooth criminal. And it happens like four times in the song, if not more. Now it doesn't say that. It says, you've been hit by.
Yeah, I certainly remember struck by.
Yeah, you can't now if you go and listen to his music or go watch his video, it doesn't say it. It just says hit by. You've been hit by. You've been hit by. And he's in a couple other ones too. And it's pretty it's pretty crazy, and I don't know if this one is 100% Mandela, but I'll put it out there, even if some people out there are skeptics, but most of the people that are listening kind of get it. I'll put one out there I'm not sure about yet because I have to do more research into it, but I've seen them brought out so many times. The Jackson 5. They intro big shows like The Tonight Show and stuff like that. The Jackson 5. And, they bring them out, Michael and the whole crew, right? You know who the Jackson 5 are, James, right?
Of course.
Yeah, well, how come every time now when you look at the footage and they say the Jackson 5, they bring out six people?
Who's the sixth guy?
I don't know. It's some other brother of theirs, Terry or something, or Randy? Randy Jackson, they say his name is. And now he's part of it. Do you have a brother called that? I don't know. Supposedly he has a real brother named Randy. But, like, they would never six. Dude, they don't even – it's not even like there's, these off pictures of them maybe out at a restaurant and there's six of them together. So people took a picture and said, oh, look, the six of them, No, they're being introduced at award shows and late-night television and coming out and doing performances. And they're being introduced as the Jackson 5, as we all know it was. And there are six of them. And they're all dressed up in shiny suits and dancing and singing. Six of them.
It would be mighty funny if it actually changed to the Jackson 6.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. That would be pretty funny.
No one would remember that.
Yeah, no, really. That's just crazy to me.
Maybe next year it will be. We should try and predict some Mandelas.
Oh, I like the one you said about.
A year or two
about,
later, they change.
I like the one you said about.
Who else
Tom
is going to lose their S off their name?
Yeah, it's always Tom the
Hanks.
S.
Yeah. Tom Hanks and.
Maybe George Bush will become George Bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of George Bush, for those out there that studied 9/11. You guys all remember the scene of him in the school in Florida reading My Pet Goat to the children, playing kite must hit steel. They were chanting it, that whole shebang, My Pet Goat. Now it's not My Pet Goat. Now it is The Pet Goat. Now, again, another small change, but it's still a change. It's physically changed in our reality. And you can find Residue on this easily. There's still some 9/11 documentaries out there that still have it as My Pet Goat, but now it's been The Pet Goat. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. It just goes on and on. It's countless movies and TV shows and music. I mean, there's just tons and tons of music. There's some other geographical changes that I'm not enough well-versed in, the area of Europe and stuff like that, but people have said these land masses have changed, this has done that. Interesting is there's the issue with the west of Australia island. Now, this one doesn't personally affect me, and I'm not going to lie. I just go along with it because I want you to believe in Mandela. I personally don't remember one way or the other what islands were west of Australia. I don't live over there. Just to the west of Australia, though, a lot of people, many, many remember a large island to the west of it, and it's not there anymore. And recently we have found some residue. Some of our listeners actually sent me in some good pictures of it. And from the movie Dazed and Confused, they're looking at a globe. And there is that big island just to the west of Australia on it. And then, once again, The Simpsons. Wouldn't you know? The Simpsons have Bart and Lisa looking at a globe. And on their globe, that big, huge island to the west of Australia is right there. I know you probably would have mentioned it if you did, but you don't have any personal attachment to that or anything, do you, James? Being that you're over close to there, do you remember that at all? Or no.
I can't recall an island there. I believe that I know which Simpsons episode you're talking about, so I'm just going to find out when it aired.
Oh, really?
It was in
you know it like that, huh? Wow. That's good.
That yeah,
good.
So yeah. That episode aired in 1995. So, yeah, if it changed, it must have changed. Because I would have been 6 years old. No, 5 years old then. So it may have changed shortly after that, because I don't remember it. But, But funny enough, that's also the Simpsons episode where they talk about the Coriolis effect, because they're calling a guy in Australia.
Oh man!
To see if the toilets flush in the opposite direction.
It's a data riot. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, my voice is a little sore. I have a sore throat. We've been on for a while. I wasn't really planning on doing a show. Probably gonna wrap it up soon, unless you want to. Is there anything at all you want to bring up? Mandela, any topic, 9/11, flat Earth, whatever.
Not specifically, no.
All right. Well, thank you everybody that's been listening. We weren't really planning the show tonight. I was actually going to be interviewed. I'll throw a couple plugs out there too. I was actually going to be interviewed by Brendan Daly on a Facebook Live video after he did Roberto Reeves for like a flat Earth interview. And when I was trying to test it with him to make sure I could connect, he couldn't connect with Roberto either. We thought it was me, but it was him. So I offered to just run it on my site. So that's why you heard basically just them the first, you know, first couple of hours or whatever. And he wanted to interview me on Mandela. So, but Brendan's gone for a while now. James came and helped out. And, you know, I don't really got too much else on it right now. There's a lot more that I'm just looking at the last few days. And I don't want to errantly call one. I think I know a bunch more, but I want to be 100% before I put them out there. You know what I mean? But there are a lot more. I found a few really good new channels with a real lot of content. If you don't know, if you're new to this stream or whatever, we do this radio show when we can. Lately, we've been back a little bit, so we've been doing it every week or two. A lot of times it's going to be on Saturday nights, most likely. If you don't have a computer in front of you, you're just hearing this, you can find us at therealnewsonline.com. It's that easy. Therealnewsonline.com. We have a Facebook group by the same name, therealnewsonline.com, where we talk about all this stuff from Mandela to Flat Earth to 9/11, NASA, you know, whatever you want. Anything besides, like, you know, Alex Jones level stuff or left-right banter. We don't have time for any of that shit. Brendan left earlier and Roberto were in another group called The Future of Flat Earth, so I'll plug his group for him. That's The Future of Flat Earth. It's a good group because they get rid of the trolls right away. It's not a group that's meant there to argue back and forth. It's meant so we can kind of talk about things and progress. We all know that the Earth is stationary and doesn't move and all that. So we try to go from there and discuss things. So it's pretty good. So check out our two Facebook groups. James is in both with me. And anytime you want to call into the show, you can Skype us at The Real News Online on Skype. So it's The Real News Online on Skype. TheRealNewsOnline.com is the website. And TheRealNewsOnline.com is the Facebook group. And any other contact info you need of mine is pretty much all over the site. You'll see it, email. And I don't use Twitter or anything like that, but I have accounts. But YouTube links up there also and anything. So that's about it. That's all I got, James. You good for now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for filling in. And I'll talk to you in a few minutes. I'm just going to close the show out. Thanks for listening, guys. You listened to Dose of Reality with James Sloan, Brian Stavely. Earlier we had Brendan Daly, Roberto Reeves, and William McTighe. Thanks, everybody. And we'll keep you posted on when the next show comes out.
I hope you're not Roberto Reeves in a year's time.
No, I'm going to tell him he's going to need to change his last name, too, because every time I try to write Christopher Reeves, I keep tagging him by accident. All right, guys. Have a good one.